Last week, I discussed the U.S. Regent's attempt to conflate anti-Semitism with anti-Zionism with a newly reworked, quote, statement of intolerance, unquote. And on this past Wednesday, there was a UC Regents hearing which included open comment that I spoke at. I have a recording. It's a bit harsh, but it's only a minute. But it's the actual statement that I made at the UC Regents hearing, and I want to play that for you. I identify myself as Dori Steinberg. That is my name. My first program director in radio said, call yourself Dori Stein. I said, okay. Okay, whatever you say. So that's why I have both names. So this is my statement in front of the UC Regents. This was last Wednesday, and here it is.
Hi, I'm Dori Steinberg, a proud Jew and anti-Zionist and producer and host of Tangents on National Public Radio affiliate KALW in San Francisco. It's ironic if the UC Regents does not remove its anti-Zionism language in the draft statement, it would be the UC Regents that itself is engaging in discriminatory behavior against voices critical of Israeli government policies and also violating First Amendment rights of students, faculty, and staff of the UC system. Anti-Zionism is a political ideology. It opposes Israel's quest for a greater Israel through its illegal seizure of Palestinian land, building of illegal settlements, and its ethnic cleansing of Palestinians in the West Bank and in Jerusalem. No one should be labeled anti-Semitic for speaking out against illegal and morally reprehensible behavior. Even the LA Times editorial board came out with an editorial called UC's intolerance policy goes dangerously astray on anti-Semitism. In conclusion, the UC Regents has either acted out of ignorance, which is hard to believe, or it is a clear attempt of the UC Regents to end Palestine solidarity activism on its campuses. Thank you.
Unfortunately, the UC Regents had its mind completely made up before the hearing and chose to keep the anti-Zionism language in the document. It did modify it slightly, and it changed the most controversial sentence, which had read, anti-Semitism, anti-Zionism, and other forms of discrimination have no place at the University of California. They changed that sentence to anti-Semitic forms of anti-Zionism and other kinds of discrimination of no place at UC. If the Regents wanted to be even-handed, it could have also included a line such as, quote, anti-Islamic forms of Zionism have no place at UC, unquote, but chose not to, or perhaps it didn't even occur to them. The Regents did not specify which forms of anti-Zionism it believes are anti-Semitic. So instead of promoting tolerance, this misguided document could inhibit free speech at UC campuses. Equating anti-Zionism as a possible form of anti-Semitism is baseless. That's my opinion, for a variety of reasons. There are no agreed-upon definitions. As my friend and Palestinian rights activist Henry Knorr points out, quote, there are certainly many definitions of Zionism and anti-Zionism, and there's no authority that makes one correct and others not, unquote. Even if you take an extreme definition of anti-Zionism, and actually some major media outlets use this definition, anti-Zionism means Israel does not have the right to exist. If you take that extreme definition, it's still not anti-Semitism, it's anti-Israel. If a Native American believes, reasonably in my mind, due to a history of genocide and broken treaties, that the U.S. does not have the right to exist, that is not racist. It is anti-American. If an Israeli believes Iran does not have the right to exist, it's a political opinion. It's not a racist comment against the Iranian Shia population. The Zionist supporters at this UC Regents hearing that I attended were thrilled at the outcome. The anti-Semitism watchdog group Amcha Initiative had this to say through its director, Tammy Roseman Benjamin, quote, "It's gone to a place no one has gone before, which is to mention the word anti-Zionism to establish that there are anti-Semitic forms of anti-Zionism is huge for us." She went on to say, "The amended language helps to clarify that the regents aren't referring to criticism of Israel, but to opposition to the very existence of a Jewish state and calls for its destruction," unquote. Student regent Avi Oved, a UCLA student who is active in Jewish affairs and served on the advisory group, said it was important that the statement make key distinctions. Quoting Avi Oved, "Anti-Zionism should not be conflated with criticism of Israel or the Israeli government," he said. Quote, "When voices veer from criticism of Israeli policy to an unjust denial of Israel's right to exist or Jews' right to self-determination is when the distinction between robust discussions and anti-Zionism becomes clear." Now, what he is doing is implying that the denial of Israel's right to exist is anti-Semitic. Again, that's wrong. It's anti-Israel. You can be a good Jew. I think of myself as a proud Jew, but I am opposed to, for example, the way Israel was created in 1948, which displaced almost 1 million Palestinians and many thousands more massacred. The creation of Israel, along with the overthrow of Saddam Hussein, are, in my mind, the two most destabilizing events in the Middle East in the last 75 years. There were many who disagreed with the UC Regents' ruling. Author and Electronic Intifada contributor Nora Barrows-Friedman tweeted, "Anti-Zionism has a large historical presence within Jewish communities. This was pointed out to the UC Regents. They chose not to listen." Jewish Voice for Peace in a statement said, quote, "The regent's new policy offers no clarity on how to determine when criticism of Israel or anti-Zionism crosses a line into anti-Semitism, and it was predicated on the erroneous assumption that support for Palestinian rights is inherently anti-Semitic," unquote. The ACLU of Northern California also raised free speech concerns. Alan Schlosser, the senior counsel at the American Civil Liberties Union of Northern California, said, quote, "The language is confusing and vague as to what it adds to anti-Semitism. That confusion is really antithetical to the way free speech works. It's not just anybody saying this. It's the regents. It's the regents in an official document linking anti-Zionist speech with anti-Semitic speech. Speakers that want anti-Zionist views on campus are going to experience a chilling effect even with the rephrasing because anti-Zionism is part of the statement in that sentence," unquote. The noted literary theorist and Berkeley professor Judith Butler, who is also a member of the Coordinating Committee for the Academic Council of Jewish Voice for Peace and daughter of Holocaust survivors, upped her opposition despite the altered language, saying, quote, "If we think that we solve the problem by distinguishing forms of anti-Semitic anti-Zionism, then we are left with the question of who identifies such a position and what are their operative definitions. These terms are vague and overbroad and run the risk of suppressing speech and violating principles of academic freedom," unquote. Professor Butler, along with Sari Magdizi, who is a professor of English and comparative literature at UCLA, wrote an LA Times op-ed that I link at the Tangents homepage. They wrote it on March 23rd before the statement's final version. I'll end a Gaza Corner with an excerpt from their op-ed. Quote, "The report conflates two distinct phenomena, hatred of Jews on the one hand and criticism of a political ideology on the other. All forms of discrimination must be opposed, including anti-Semitism, but this report is neither inclusive nor balanced in its representation of how racism operates on our campuses. In an age of unprecedented Islamophobia, Arab and Muslim students have suffered overt prejudice and oppression of their views, yet the document makes only passing reference to their experience. It is less interested in actual conditions of intolerance that we all must oppose than in singling out and redefining anti-Semitism to include political viewpoints that it seeks to suppress. The report is merely the latest manifestation of a well-funded and increasingly desperate, even panicky, political campaign to eradicate criticism of Israeli policy from American campuses. A compelling student movement for Palestinian rights has emerged, as have a proliferation of Jewish voices distancing themselves from traditional Zionist narratives and affirming the Palestinian right to self-determination, freedom, and equality. These are the words of Professor Judith Butler and Sari Makdizi in an op-ed in the LA Times, March 23rd. And to conclude the excerpt from their op-ed, although the UC report claims the need to, quote, track the evolving nature of anti-Semitism, unquote, what needs to be tracked instead is the drive to hijack for malign political purposes the definition of a genuine scourge. Ironically, by persistently misidentifying anti-Semitism, the promoters of this politicized new definition will, like the boy who cried wolf, make it more difficult to combat the real thing when it occurs. And the report was produced under a cloud of external pressure by, among others, UC Regent Richard Blum, who publicly issued a veiled threat, quote, my wife and your senior senator, Dianne Feinstein, is prepared to be critical of this university, unquote, unless UC finds a way to punish the supposed new form of anti-Semitism. They conclude by saying it would be a travesty to let UC become a place where censorship triumphs over the pursuit of truths, however uncomfortable some may find them.